And God spoke through Moses and said, you've dwelt long enough on this mountain. So could I just say to you this morning with all love and respect, some of you have been at the same dumb place way too long. I mean, you've wasted enough of your life feeling guilty today over what you did wrong yesterday. Now, I don't want you just not to care about what you did wrong yesterday, but guilt is not the answer. Jesus is the answer. And sadly, and I know this sounds totally crazy, but of the original group that came out, which were thousands and thousands of people, only two men. Now, there were children born out there that went into the promised land, but of the original thousands that came out, only two, Joshua and Caleb, actually crossed the Jordan and went in. And I think that's indicative of how many Christians actually really ever enter the promised land and live the life. Now, what am I talking about when I say live the life? I'm not talking about having everything you want. I'm not even talking about financial wealth. I'm talking about knowing who you are in Christ, knowing the power that's available to you as a believer. I'm talking about doing something worth doing with your life. I'm talking about other people coming into the kingdom because you're alive and breathing. I'm talking about joy and peace and being stable and your emotion is not ruling you and controlling you all the time. I'm talking about not needing to hate somebody because they hurt your feelings. These are the real victories that we need. It's not more stuff that we need. God will take care of the stuff. You seek the kingdom, God adds the things. And the kingdom is not things. It's these spiritual truths that I'm talking about. There's a lot of rich people that are very, very, very miserable. But the thing that people really fail to understand, I think, is the word possess. What does it mean when I say possess the land? What did God mean? Well, the word possess means to occupy by dispossessing the current occupants. So in other words, the land that belongs to you, there's a nasty little demon who's parked on it. And that demon may come through, you know. Oh, so like, for example, one of the things that I had a real problem with was, man, I just did not handle it well when I would have to deal with anybody who had a personality that was just like my dad's was. Do you realize that there's certain people we back away from? And we really should be able to deal with everybody, still follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit, do what we believe God's asking us to do. But boy, when it came to him or anybody with his personality, I would just like, I mean, and Dave even told me after we were married a few years, he said, you get around your dad and you act like a totally different person. It was because I had fear, and I had fear of that strong, manipulative, controlling personality. And so I got into this pattern in life where either I had to be in control or somebody was controlling me. So I never had balance because both of those are weird and off the wall. And not what God wants. How many of you have to deal with somebody controlling and manipulating in your life? Okay.